aku di sini. Namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.
Your screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit screen.com.
Menakutkan hati. Mereka bilang Siantang Beach, located in East Siantang District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Rangsang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Rangsang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Rangsang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Rangsang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Mengapa ku masih sendirian di kala musim lagi pada jadian? Andai ku bisa berpegangan tangan dengan pacar impian yang tak kunjung datang. Pacaran buatku galau seolah ketinggalan, jadi males ke acara nikahan, dikepoin semua dengan pertanyaan.
I really need it, wanna feel it. I need love, cause I'm tired of being single. I wanna mingle, I want that tingle. I need them Kylie's, all candles, yeah. Bit out of the game, but now I'm back, I'm ready to score. But now I'm more determined, now I'm in control. So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving, I wanna give you all my heart, yeah. Now I'm holding your hands and we're together, but then I realize I'm in a daydream. Damn,
I need love.
no one can match.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia,
when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially
tentu dampaknya
in Aceh,
juga
of course, the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami melaut
at that time we went to
Tahura
ini, in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy.
That's
real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area,
but
it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Sekitar 4 meteran. Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Alhamdulillah, syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan
we confessed to the God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan, khususnya di Bali saat itu.
At that time,
kami melihatnya
that's where the function of the mangrove
luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by IU, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu, for example, we got very clear information that there was no village in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the mangrove safety belt there. So does one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection well from waves and seabirds, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove food that we have here can be used for processed food, makanan, minuman, dan juga and also several types of medicines.
Selain itu,
besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. It is an economic value which, of course, together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bakau itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia, but has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multi-benefit benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Murah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan ikan yang keseharian
ini sedangkan
kalau nelayan yang punya
usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most.
Itu musiman.
It has seasonability.
Sedangkan kita yang mempunyai ikan bakau itu tidak ada musimnya dan tidak ada musimnya.
We can catch fish every day.
Keseharian kita bisa menangkap kepiting bakau,
udang
dan aneka ikan lainnya.
Swim and other varieties that is easy and without operating cars to get fish and
pull
the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
The crab has
ukuran
a size.
Yang bisa ditangkap.
The size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Then the other types.
jenis
we have a
yang
class
lain,
that fits our agreement.
Jaring yang kita pakai di sini tentu mata jaring yang kita ada ukurannya yang sesuai dengan kesepakatan kita.
And we also want to catch.
Mata jaring yang kita
pakai
ikan yang lain.
And catch them.
Sedangkan kalau kepiting, kalau
they must be released
yang
so that population deployment
dan juga
can be sustainable.
Akan mau menetas itu tidak boleh kita.
Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saliva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami. We are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java. The loss of mangrove
streams,
loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat because the seawater is eroded like that.
So strengthening with ecosystem services
such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the
mangrove,
Jakarta,
masyarakat
while
di pulau-pulau kecil
the mangrove
tetap memiliki lahan hidup yang baik dan juga memiliki keuntungan atas
kegiatan
wisata
abrasion can be overcome,
abrasi bisa ditanggulangi tapi ekonomi tetap berjalan.
Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya ada tanggung jawab
we
bersama.
Talk about responsibility,
dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai
actually,
dari tingkat lokal sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global. Dan itu yang
shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level. And that for success is synergism or in line. So there are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that these are strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an implementalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Cari Ngurah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk kepada
for the community,
both
upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Well, listener, and the minister undergoes memory tests under free health checkup programs. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, participated in the free health checkup program, which included a memory exam at the Gambir Public Health Center here on Thursday. Pratikno expressed his satisfaction with the comprehensive examination, which include assessment of his eyes, teeth, balance, and physical stability. He also expressed gratitude to the health workers for their contribution to their successful implementation of the CKG program so far.
Without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar Galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Tinggalkanlah semua masalahmu. Bisik pasir deburan ombak temani semesta membiru. Dengarlah. Memanggilmu.
indah warna tawa beranda. Tinggalkan wajahku terlihat jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu. Akan bahagia bertata tak hirau pandangan tersimpan dalam hati dalam jiwa bersama.
Marah by Afghan to start off today's Valentine's Day only on Voice of Indonesia, and always spread love, not hate.
Yang membuatku berdiri, lepas tak separah. pernah ku menangis. Mungkin diriku pernah tersakiti, namun kini ku kembali. Coba nikmati indahnya dunia, tiada lagi bayangan dirimu yang selalu mencoba menahanku. Bersama mentari ku bernyanyi, mewarnai hari-hari. Bersama pelangi ku menari, menyambut bebasnya hati ini. Tiada pernah ku menangis, mungkin diriku pernah tersakiti,
namun kini ku kembali.
Coba nikmati indahnya dunia, tiada lagi bayangan dirimu yang selalu mencoba menahanku. Bersama mentari ku bernyanyi, mewarnai hari-hari. Bersama
in Maras flooded South Sulawesi provincial government prepares seed aid. Prabowo becomes Gerindra chairman again and efficiency in the Ministry of Defense and TNI. At World Government Summit, Prabowo reveals budget saving strategy. Here's voice of, and here is the full first news. Prabowo Subianto was re-elected as the chairman of the Gerindra Party during the party's Congress. Meanwhile, discussion on increasing efficiency within the Ministry of Defense and the Indonesian National Armed Forces were also highlighted. Various government policies and strategic plans were addressed to improve national defense and governance.
The second news, during the World Government Summit, Prabowo Subianto shared Indonesia's approach to optimizing the national budget, emphasized efficiency in defense spending while ensuring national security remains a priority. His strategy includes smart investment and resource allocation to achieve sustainable development. And that was the news.